Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer to Forgive as We Have Been Forgiven, written by Tiffany Tibault, read by Rochelle Alberti. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Matthew 6, 14-15, King James Version. Imagine, if you will, that you are out walking and come to the fence around my house. There is a sign that says, "No trespassing." However, you decide that you would rather take a chance of any potential consequence by taking the shortcut across my property. So you climb the fence into my yard and begin walking. Suddenly, you see a blur of black and begin shaking in fear as a snarling, growling, large Doberman blocks your path. In that frightening moment, your sin would leave you overwhelmed at the choice that you had made to trespass. What if, though, at that moment, I came out my front door, immediately assessed the situation, and called my dog to come sit by my side so that you could safely run back to the fence, climb out of my yard, and take the long way home? And then what if we both lived the rest of our lives never dealing with this situation again? It is a moment that is put behind us, not to be faced again. That is exactly what happens when I forgive you for the sin or the trespassing that you attempted against me. People intentionally choose to sin against us, and even more, to sin against God. They hurt us with their intentions, their words, their greed, and their selfishness. In the midst of this reality and the sting that it brings, we can take comfort in this truth. They will someday face God, and He will deal with their sin against you. Day after day, we all trespass against one another, against God. Trespasses are deliberate intentions to ignore the boundaries established by God. It is a sin when we choose to climb over that fence put up by God to protect us from harm and commit the sin anyway. just as that fence I put up around my yard was to protect you from the painful bite of my dog, whose only inclination is to protect his territory. So too are the boundaries that God set up to keep us safe. Those boundaries will become clearer and clearer the more that we make God our focus and embrace Him as the most important thing in our life. This Bible verse tells us that our choosing to forgive or not forgive them for the pain that they have brought will absolutely have eternal consequences for you. It says that if we forgive the sin that others have committed against us, that God will forgive us when we sin. If we cannot forgive those who have wronged us, and instead harbor that pain, nursing it over and over again, becoming bitter in our soul towards them, that God will not forgive us when we sin against Him. So, as you go into this day, reflect and pray over the situations and the people that are causing you angst. Think about those moments when they jumped the fence into your space, causing you trouble and heartache. Work steadfastly and doggedly to forgive them, to let the pain go, to cling to Jesus in those situations that seem impossible to forgive. The more that we fill our minds and hearts with focusing on and loving the Lord, the more that pain will lessen. The more we pray for that person who is just so difficult, the more we begin to forgive them. The more we forgive, the freer we can live, knowing that our Father in heaven has forgiven us of so many things. Forgiveness is freedom. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive my trespasses for my deliberate choosing to sin against you. Forgive the sinfulness in me that chose to take the shortcut instead of standing strong against the temptation. Help me to forgive those who have hurt me. Help me to release the unforgiveness, the pain that they have caused. Hold me, comfort me as I journey through learning to forgive them. Be my Father as I live each day learning to be more like you. In your name I pray. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Looking for ways to stay positive? Brighten your day with the free Story Behind podcast. Hear weekly short stories that showcase true joy, love, and hope. Listen now at lifeaudio.com or by searching for Story Behind wherever you get your podcasts.